Well, thank you for the introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Ty Warner. He's the Executive Director of the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Ty, welcome back to the show.
Carl, great to be here. Thank you very much.
So, again, frequent listeners hear a lot about NERPC, but remind our listeners briefly what NERPC is and what NERPC does.
Yeah, NERPC is the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, and it is the Regional Planning Commission for Northwest Indiana, which is a regional council of governments. So all the municipalities in a three-county area and the counties themselves send representatives to NERPC as the governing board. And so we talk about stuff that is bigger than any one municipality or community, stuff that affects everybody region-wide. And we also have a really important function that's federally designated, which is as the Metropolitan Planning Organization for Northwest Indiana, which means that federal transportation funds essentially flow through NERPC to be able to reach communities and help them do good projects.
Well, Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year, you too.
You know, I know you had a busy 2019 at NERPC. So what are some of the highlights?
Yeah, we did have a very busy 2019. A lot of exciting things happened last year. I think probably first and foremost, we adopted a new regional plan. Mm-hmm. We have as a requirement and in federal law to adopt a regional transportation plan, but we've taken that a step further to be much more integrated, much more comprehensive. Our last one was the 2040 comprehensive regional plan that folks are familiar with because we've talked about it a lot. And now that's been superseded by NWI 2050, which respects all the foundation of the 2040 plan, but takes it into the next level. And part of that is much tighter integration with our transportation improvement program, mm-hmm. which is our four-year short-range transportation project program of what's actually getting scheduled to be built, to be constructed in Northwest Indiana in terms of transportation. And those things are tightly connected so that the goals of the region are carried out through on the local level through the local projects that are done, all leading up to a good whole for that overall regional vision, which is to create a region that is connected, renewed, united, and vibrant.
Sure. You know, as we talk a little bit about that plan, you know, we're seeing truck traffic and things increase, but we're also seeing a lot of people from the past holiday season. You know, sales were up, You know, the Amazons of the world. How's that affecting, and how are we planning for the future of these short deliveries coming from, you know, like the Gary, Indiana Amazon facility? Right. How do we plan for that?
Well, it's really interesting. We've just done a household travel survey mm-hmm. that we that was last done in 2008, and then we did it again in 2018. So as we've gotten the data back from that and are, you know, parsing through all of that, one of the first things to jump out on us is the reduction in retail trips.
Sure.
And this is really no surprise with the growth of online retailing and e-commerce, down almost 10%.
Wow.
From 2008. It was about 20% of all regional shopping trips, of all trips were shopping retail related in 20% in 2008, and now it's down to about 9%.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, as we talk about, you know, planning, I know there's a lot of different projects that are moving forward. So any updates on railroads and some of the things that are going on with our local railroads? Again, you know, we hear so much about railroads and, you know, the different things, how it impacts our economic development here in Northwest Indiana.
Right. Well, a few things have happened last year. We had convened a rail crossing task force that was spearheaded by Mayor McDermott from Hammond, talking about rail crossing blockages and what a safety issue this has been. And so we have explored all facets of that issue to try to keep crossings free. And a really challenging issue, but we've been trying to address that to keep things flowing across, because mm-hmm. Obviously it's an environmental impact to have idling there at tracks. And as you can't cross those locations. And then the state of Indiana also did a local tracks program, which they designated funds to help separate crossings and to be able to make those safer. There's a lot of need in Northwest Indiana. We are the crossroads of America.
We are.
And that applies to rail as well. So it's a real challenge to try to it's very expensive to separate roads from rail, but we're thankful for the help that the state was able to give last year.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we talk a lot about, We talked about rail. Let's talk a little bit about water and, you know, some of the things that are going on with our collaboration mm-hmm. with the Port of Indiana. You know, again, I think we see things, we've heard things with the new casino, the development of Buffington Harbor, or the Port of Gary, and how that's going to affect. And, you know, some of the things that potentially we might be planning in the future for that area or for port development.
Yeah, you know, it's all integrated with the whole Northwest Indiana landscape. Mm-hmm. We've done some watershed studies, Deep River and elsewhere, to try to look at where the flow of water goes through Northwest Indiana and how it affects for potential water quality, flooding issues, et cetera. But that's all tied into the commerce of the port, future harbor development. You know, people don't often realize that we've got a coastline in Indiana.
Absolutely.
And
no,
if you're not
so
necessarily
true.
From this region, it sometimes comes as a shock to folks mm-hmm. that Indiana has a coast. And we certainly do.
So as we integrate other technologies into NERPC's 2050 plan, just talk a little bit about some of those things. I know that every day we hear something about electric vehicles, electric right. charging stations, the future of mobility. You know, a lot of other communities, areas throughout our state are with motor scooters and, you know, electric this, electric that, bikes, right. Right. You know, integrating that into our daily living.
Absolutely. Yeah, that NWI 2050 plan that mm-hmm. I talked about examined all those things that you mm-hmm. mentioned, and to try to gear us up for a future that may include that and looks
sure.
Very much on target to do much more electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles and all of that way off into the future. So, and as I think we've talked about before on this show, huge impacts on land use and travel. A lot of different theories about what impact that will have, but we're trying to prepare for either of those scenarios.
I know Kathy Luther has been on the show just recently in 2019. She talked a lot about brownfield redevelopment in our area. Can you address a little bit about that?
Yeah, we received in 2019 a $600,000 brownfield grant from mm-hmm. the Environmental Protection Agency, which is fantastic. That's with the partnership of with the Regional Development Authority and the Northwest Indiana Forum, which just speaks again to the testament of all these groups coming together to try to address regional issues. Mm-hmm. So, just like I talked about with the challenges with rail and how expensive that is, brownfield cleanup is very expensive, but we're very thankful for that support to be able to make a dent in that issue too. If we can turn these projects around, clean them up, that means more economic development opportunities for folks and, of course, more of a, as you like to say, more of an environmental legacy to leave for this region.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being on today, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Ty Warner, Executive Director of Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.